Take control of your tarp and upgrade your manual tarp system to electric with a Roltec electric tarp conversion by AgriCover Inc. Save time and increase productivity by tarping on the go. This system operates with the convenient push of a button, keeping your driver inside the cab and out of dust, rain, and harm's way. Upgrade your existing tarp to electric today to stay protected, clean, and on schedule. For more information or to find a dealer near you, call 800-233-4655 or visit RoltecElectric.com.
Welcome back. Farm Talk, I'm Mick Kerr in the North Dakota Corn Council studio, live at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Gathering in Kansas City. Our report's brought to you by ESN, Environmentally Smart Nitrogen. And here on Farm Talk, we cover a wide gamut of issues. Yesterday, the House Agriculture Subcommittee on Commodity Exchanges, Energy, and Credit talked about the renewable economy in rural America. A couple of folks important to farmers in this area, Emily Score of Growth Energy, she's the CEO, and Randy Eberle of Ag Country Farm Credit Services, all testified at that hearing. We're going to hear from both of them. First, Emily Score.
Renewable fuels like ethanol remain the single most affordable and abundant source of low-carbon motor fuel on the planet and are critical to meeting carbon reduction goals today. Recent research shows there is no path to net zero emissions without biofuels. Even accounting for the projected growth of electric vehicles, the Energy Information Administration indicates that the vast majority of cars on the road through 2050 will run on liquid fuels. Higher blends of ethanol can be used in our current auto fleet to accelerate our transition to a 100% renewable energy future. Put simply, America cannot decarbonize the transportation sector without homegrown biofuels. To meet the rising demands for renewable energy, we must first have a strong and thriving rural economy and biofuel industry. At a minimum, that means the Biden administration and Congress must ensure that biofuels are part of our transportation mix now and into the future. This can be achieved through a strong renewable fuel standard, accelerated nationwide use of higher blends like E15, accurate carbon modeling of ethanol to better reflect the most current data, sustainable farming innovations, and carbon intensity reductions at our biorefineries, and incentives that provide producers with strong policy signals to further reduce our carbon intensity and expand to new transportation markets. A strong RFS will reduce carbon emissions and provide a steady market for U.S. grain. The annual blending requirements are woefully delayed, and in recent weeks, unsettling media reports indicate that EPA may turn its back on greater biofuel blending. It is critical for ethanol producers and suppliers that EPA immediately propose 15 billion gallons of conventional biofuels for 2021 and 2022. The Biden administration simply cannot meet its climate goals while rolling back low-carbon biofuel blending requirements. We ask that the subcommittee help deliver this message to the administration. We appreciate the committee including nearly $1 billion in the Build Back Better Act to provide drivers access to more low-carbon, higher ethanol blends. This provision builds upon USDA's successful biofuel infrastructure programs under the last two administrations. This investment complements nationwide move to a 15% ethanol blend, which would meaningfully reduce greenhouse gas emissions, the equivalent of removing nearly 4 million vehicles from the road each year. It would also create more than 182,000 additional jobs and save consumers $12.2 billion in fuel costs annually. To help realize these benefits, Congress must pass the year-round Fuel Choice Act from Representative Angie Craig to restore E15 summer sales. Through continued innovation, America's ethanol producers and farmers are using fewer inputs and improving efficiencies at the plant and on the farm. We are pleased to see voluntary initiatives in the Build Back Better Act that would help further reduce the carbon intensity of agriculture, which accounts for 50 to 65% of our life cycle emissions. As biofuel producers capture the value of low carbon farming practices, farmers would also have the opportunity to benefit in the form of premium prices for their commodities. The legislation also contains several important incentives to help ethanol producers further reduce the carbon intensity of their fuel, and explore new markets. These provisions, along with some recommended changes, are detailed in my written testimony. To close, with the right policy environment, our industry can continue to decarbonize our transportation sector, from passenger vehicles to our aviation fleet. We stand with rural America, ready to assist Congress and the administration to achieve our nation's climate goals.
Also testifying at the House Agriculture Subcommittee hearing on the renewable economy in the U.S. was Ag Country's CEO Randy Aberle.
Thank you for calling this hearing today to discuss the renewable economy in rural America and allowing me to testify on behalf of Ag Country Farm Credit Services. My name is Randy Aberle. I am the Executive Vice President, Agribusiness Capital Markets at Ag Country Farm Credit Services, based in Fargo, North Dakota. Ag Country Farm Credit Services is a member of the Farm Credit System. We are a cooperative owned by our customers. We provide financing, crop insurance, and related services to more than 20,000 farmers, ranchers, agribusinesses, and rural homeowners in western Minnesota, eastern North Dakota, and central Wisconsin. We currently provide over $8 billion in loans through our 37 branch locations and have nearly 600 employees. Ag Country and our customer owners are deeply involved in the renewable economy in a variety of ways. Farmers, ranchers, and agribusinesses are some of the most creative and innovative people you will meet. Ag Country has been lending to the biofuels and alternative energy industries for over two decades. I have personally served as the lead lender in financing over 23 biofuel plants. Each of these plants are multi-million dollar enterprises owned by farmers and rural entrepreneurs. We are financing projects that reduce carbon emissions at these plants, which meet the low carbon fuel standards of California. Ag Country is also financing investments to capture waste landfill gas to power biofuel plant operations. Similarly, dairy farmers are utilizing anaerobic digesters to capture methane from manure lagoons to produce renewable energy, electricity, and renewable natural gas. Beyond providing loans, we have shown support through sponsorships and regenerative agricultural research to improve the carbon footprint of agricultural production. Ag Country is currently in a public-private partnership with commodity and research groups, along with state funding to finance crop research and a small-scale soybean crush facility in rural northwestern Minnesota. One goal of this project is to develop higher oilseed crops for use for feedstocks for renewable diesel and biodiesel production. The renewable economy offers great opportunities for farmers, ranchers, and agribusinesses, and Ag Country is prepared to support our customers as they seek these opportunities. Financing biofuels and other innovative approaches for farmers, ranchers can be challenging. The size, technology, and maturity of the business all impact how lenders can best support the effort. As lenders, we analyze different financial metrics when deciding on whether to finance a project. One of these metrics is recurring cash flows from operations. This measure helps determine if the project has the ability to repay the loan. Oftentimes, tax credits or incentives to invest in these types of projects are not enough to meet the required cash flow necessary to get these operations up and running to self-sufficiency. Financing startup business can be particularly complex and challenging, especially when new technology is involved. A project champion or sponsor needs access to financial capital, which may come from a venture capital partner, where both the risk and reward expectations are very high. Technology, processes, and products must be able to be replicated for broad acceptance in the financial markets. Congress could support new technology and startups by providing greater incentives as well as more certain and predictable revenue streams for these capital investments to entrepreneurs or sponsors in order to cover startup losses and loan repayment in the early phases of a project. Additional public-private partnerships can work with adequate grants and investments that provide liquidity until sustainable cash flows can be generated. From our own lending standpoint, we're doing everything that we can to make projects within the renewable economy work. Ag Country works with our customer borrowers to find reasonable solutions when plants do not materialize. As a farmer-owned cooperative, it is our mission to serve agriculture and rural America. These projects provide good-paying jobs, new opportunities in our rural communities, and other potential revenue streams for farmers and entrepreneurs. Agriculture plays a vital role in environmental stewardship, and we believe farmers and ranchers are part of the solution to the climate challenges facing us today.
When it came time for questioning, Emily Score from Growth Energy was asked about demand both domestically and internationally for U.S. ethanol.
There is a growing demand for low-carbon renewable fuels, not just domestically but globally as well, and I appreciate the question. Typically, we export about 10% of our product. Right now, Canada is actually our largest trading partner for ethanol. So it's incredibly important that we as an industry continue to be able to grow, to provide our product not only to domestic supply as we look towards higher blends nationwide, but also in other countries that are looking to build their rural economies, keep gas prices affordable, and make sure that they can achieve their climate goals. And again, the solution for all of that, cleaner air, more affordable fuel choices, is going and boosting rural economies is going to be greater use of ethanol. Two things that are going to help us reduce the price of fuel for consumers: a strong renewable fuel standard and year-round sales of E15. The more biofuel we blend, the greater our ability to reduce gas prices. This year, according to the EIA, the retail price of gasoline on average has gone up by $1 per gallon. That is a hard hit for working Americans in all 50 states. So with a strong renewable fuel standard that encourages and really requires more blending of low-cost biofuels, with year-round sales of E15, that's how we can really support drivers and make sure that we're managing fuel costs appropriately.
Let me just follow up your view moving forward with the regulatory certainty that would come from year-round sales of E15. How would the industry be ready and poised to provide renewable fuels across the country?
We're absolutely ready and poised to do that now. In fact, we've had three summers of year-round E15. Consumers have already driven 25 billion miles on this fuel. It is a fantastic fuel. It's a great value for the consumers. We simply need to return back to the marketplace that we had for the past 3 years. We're absolutely ready and able, and retailers, too, are anxious to be able to offer this choice to their consumers.
Thank you so much for your perspective, Ms. Score. And, you know, your comments really do help highlight the important role that biofuels play in today's renewable energy economy as we look to alternatives to traditional fossil fuels. As you know, I'm leading that year-round Fuel Choice Act to make sure that access to E15, for all the reasons that you talked about, to lower the cost at the pump, decrease the carbon intensity of our transportation sector, and support family farmers and the biofuels sector. I'll continue to focus on the role that they play in the renewable economy of rural America.
And that was Minnesota Congresswoman Angie Craig questioning and getting reaction from, response from, Growth Energy CEO Emily Score. That hearing in the House Ag Subcommittee happened yesterday.